and welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
That's me.
I think we're going to just start with the show. We're not going to do all the intro crap. Go to inpapasbasement.com if you want to get any of the information. How's
that? Okay, that's good.
That's short and to the point.
I got you.
Did you watch the World Cup?
I did. Yeah. I did.
That's the segment we're starting with.
World Cup. I got you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm ramming it in without a little foreplay, but...
It's where we watch grass grow, and then there's soccer players on top of it.
Now, Allison, did you grow up at all? Well, why am I asking? I was going to say, did you grow up playing soccer? But the answer is no.
That's a no. Correct.
Because your parents didn't love you.
Correct.
And they didn't do much with you. It was a miracle if you had food to come home to.
They loved me when I was running the household and keeping food on the table.
I got you. I think every kid in America plays soccer when they're really little.
I think it's a starter game, correct. And then we start very young.
Yeah. And then we all, for some reason, just grow up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, F soccer, I'm done with this.
Yeah, till about third grade. I mean, you play it from like 4 to 8, something like that.
Yeah. And then you get into T-ball. Yeah. And the instant you get T-ball, you're like, what was that crap?
I think because it's an easy game, you know, and you don't need any equipment really other than shin guards. That's it.
I guess so. Cleats. I guess it is really cheap.
But when they're little, they don't need cleats or anything either. It's just...
Can you turn off the vibrate on your phone? Seriously.
Yeah, but it's supposed
no,
to
apparently you don't know how to, because instead of actually turning off the vibrate on your phone, you just tried to find a cushion to put it on.
No, I'm turning it down.
Why don't you just turn it off?
Why don't you turn your phone off?
Mine, I actually know how to silence. How's that for an answer?
It is silent.
You're like an old woman in a movie theater, and it just starts ringing. You're like, I'm sorry. I thought I did turn it off. Hello?
But I couldn't hear over me crunching these saltines I brought to take my medication.
Your saltines and rock salt. The loudest mix possible. I don't get that. I don't get why we're so good with youth soccer. Is it just a budget thing? Do you really think that?
I think it just gets kids into, you know, group organized sports and making friends before they actually, you know, start school if they're not in preschool or if it's a summer activity, something like that. And it's an easy thing to do. So you don't need bats or balls or gloves or mitts or whatever.
But by the time we get to baseball as kids...
Yeah.
You're still like...
I think a lot of kids take swim lessons too, but we're not all Mike Phelps either. See what I'm saying? That's kind of one of those beginner starter things too. And you think, well, why don't we excel? Why aren't we all avid swimmers? Why aren't we all just, you know, dying to get to the pool?
I guess. Yeah. It's just weird to me that we all pull out of that. We never look back for the most part.
Yeah.
Lately, I feel a lot of people have gotten back into soccer. It's getting a little more of an appeal to it.
No, I just think because it's an event. I think it was
kind of
big.
Well, the World Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think...
I mean, when Beckham was in it, I think it was more popular, honestly.
You know? Every 4 years. Because I have watched soccer, world soccer, pretty obsessively since I started hanging out with my old college roommate, Tony DeSisto.
Right.
Tony lives and breathes soccer. Like, he's one of those few actual adults, and he's not a hipster.
Right.
So he's a real one in a million when it comes to that. He will watch soccer,
unless
not
you live
be a
in
pretentious
another country.
Douche about it. Well, I'm talking Americans, the good country.
Okay.
And because of him, I started watching World Cup soccer probably back in, I guess, was it the 2002 World Cup?
Yeah.
Because you can count back and forth. So there's a 2010, an 2006, and an 2002.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Oh, every World Cup.
Yeah.
They say this is the one. That's going to, you remember how the U.S. was into this? Well, this time it's going to stay.
Right.
And this time it's gaining its foothold.
It's not.
It never does.
No, it will not.
Like,
it's
this
just not
year,
our thing. Football is. Football's our thing.
Yeah, yeah. And not football.
No.
Football. Actual football. Yeah. God bless apple pie football.
Correct.
This one, every year I want to buy into it. And I'm like, well, this is the reason... After the World Cup, Americans will stay interested.
They won't.
And they don't. They never will. Like this one, you can say, oh, Tim Howard, the American goalie.
Yeah.
He had that lights out, I think, what is it, 16 save performance against Belgium.
Yeah.
Set a World Cup record, and everyone's like putting their little Minister of Defense pictures up with him. It's like things Tim Howard could save was a trending hashtag.
Correct.
And all that crap. And it's like, It's not going to stay popular.
I
used the ESPN app on the Xbox to watch almost all of my games.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by how great that ESPN, Watch ESPN app was.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm never going to use it to, like, watch any sort of club-level soccer now that this is done.
I mean, that's like patriotism. When some national thing is breached or there's some incident or something and everyone's got American flags and everyone's making red, white, and blue cakes.
Like when Independence Day happened to us. Correct. Not 1776.
Bill
Pullman was our president.
Where is your patriotism every other day? You know, why aren't you just... I mean, military people typically will give that, you know, proud to be an American kind of stuff.
Yeah, but don't you find that selfish
country music
on their
singers
part?
when they're drinking their Bud. I don't know.
And I find it kind of selfish on the part of the country singer, too. Because it's like...
You can't hate them because they love their country.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's just like they're playing to their demo.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought it was really ballsy several years ago, Toby Keith, after he smashed the Dixie Chicks, mm-hmm. who were cracking on Bush. I thought that was really wussy.
Yeah.
But in a interview with Rolling Stone, they're like, well, you know, where do you fall on the political spectrum? And he actually was like, I guess I'm like a conservative Democrat. Maybe it was like the most brilliant answer ever, because I heard Democrat. I'm like, oh, that was unexpected from him. But then everyone in the South is like, I heard conservative. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
It was very odd like that. But let's actually get to the World Cup itself. It was, by American standards, one goal, like, was it the 478th minute it was scored? The 567th minute? Was the stand, the actual 8-hour stand movie, shorter than the game?
I mean, it was really, really long. They had it on at work, and I did watch some, but I'm just not passionate about it. I just didn't really follow it. Just seems like a lot of nothing, really.
I understand what makes football action-packed. And it's the way it can build, like a play, a drive, can take so long to build as they progress down the field.
Yeah.
And then one effing thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
And it all falls to hell. It's almost like watching competitive card house building.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they get this close to making their card house, and then it just all...
Yeah.
And that's how I feel watching football. There's, like, 15 dead-on passes.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, this close to the goal. Uh-huh. And then there's a stop. Yeah. And then it just gets punted halfway across the field. And you're like, son of a bitch. That was all for nothing.
Yeah.
But maybe as Americans, we measure everything athletically as action-packed when scoring takes place.
But that's not true, because basketball, when you go and you see, and they're just...
They score every half second in basketball.
Yeah, and I mean, then it's...
The score is 6,000 to 5,998.
Exactly.
And that all takes place in the last quarter, by the way.
And I can get bored of that, too. You're like, whoa. That's like they say, you know, there's no such thing as beauty if there wasn't ugly. You know, if everyone just keeps scoring, then you don't feel like anyone's really winning. And it just feels like with soccer, everyone's losing because it's 0-0 the whole darn time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, wow.
You have to start to measure action in just the fact that the ball is zipping around the whole time. That's really it.
I guess. And people are sweating. They're out of breath. People are getting kicked. There's flags being thrown. You know what I'm saying? But it's just so boring to me. I just cannot.
I can kind of get down with it for a time.
Yeah,
it's more. I'm not one of those dudes that watches a ton of sports. I'm an American football fan.
Yeah,
and I feel gross as hell that during the season I just lose every Sunday.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I have 6 days a week.
Yeah,
for something like 20 weeks.
Yeah,
and I find it gross.
Yeah,
because you've got the Redskins game typically at 1 p.m.
Yeah,
I'm always gonna watch the Skins unless they're out of it. So secretly, deep down, in some part of me, I'm like happy when they suck, because then I'm like, all right, I can tap out at halftime. You know, nothing's really gonna happen here. Then at 4, you have a good national game. Then Sunday night, you have to watch that.
Yeah.
And it's gross. Yeah. Then there's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Then they're trying to get your Thursday night games. It's during football season. It's consuming. Yeah. So during the rest of the year, I just can't buy into, like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch this, like, two-hour game just for the hell of it.
Yeah, but your dad wasn't a sports guy, was he?
My dad, like, grew up during World War II, without exaggeration, during German occupation, which, by the way, is why I have mixed feelings about Germany winning this whole thing. But
kicking a biscuit.
Yeah, he was... The extent of his sports crap, he would help with us when we were kids, and he liked when we played soccer, but he would... Oh, hold on, I have to take a call.
Yeah.
All right, back to my pops.
Okay.
The extent of his sports chatter with me... he would help when I was like a little t-ball brat.
Right.
He would help with that. And when we played soccer and like real football would come on, he'd be like, that isn't football. What the rest of the world calls football is soccer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't get it. You crazy Americans.
Right.
And then he'd go back to eating his fish head soup and whatever horrible delicious Greek dishes he lived on. Arenga. I remember that by name, just a stinky, salty fish, and it was like silver in the pot.
Gross.
Yeah, it looked like he was eating actual fish skin, like Smeagol.
Ugh, gross.
Like just a troll under a bridge shoving a fish in his mouth. That's what my dad would eat.
Ugh.
The bones still on the fish, he would just pick around the bones.
Gross.
How do you do that?
No, I can't.
I don't.
I guess we're not hungry enough.
No,
there's,
no,
we're
surrounded
really not by McDonald's and everything.
Yeah,
else.
I guess when you grow up
and
the Nazis are sitting on your food supply, a nice fish eyeball sucked out of the socket is like a gobstopper.
It's manna.
You're like,
manna
are you done with your fish heads?
Yeah.
You didn't eat every conceivable bit of them. Can I swallow the teeth off of that delicious fish head?
Yeah.
Are you going to pass on that vertebrae? Can I have that as well as the tail?
If you marinate it right. With some old boots and everything.
What is marinade? We do not have such fanciness during occupation time. So as much as I didn't...
You just put it in when you're cleaning your shoelaces, your boot laces to go work somewhere.
I guess I was cool with the Krauts beating the... I wanted to say they beat the Armenians. They beat the Argentinians. I always feel weird rooting for the Germans as a country.
Okay.
Because of the World War II connection.
Yeah, we
like,
know.
And it's not even an abstract thing for me. Like I said, I'm directly shaped by that. My pops grew up, like, I think he said, like, they used to use the little kids to steal guns from the camps because they wouldn't shoot the little kids on site.
Yeah.
But if an adult was, like, stealing German mines, this might shock you, the Nazis would see them and then kill them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the Krauts won on a late kick by, what the hell is it? It's like Mario Götze. I don't know how to pronounce it. G-O with the motorhead dots, the umlauts, T-Z-E. Götze,
I
believe,
know.
Is how you say it. If I can go back to my German class.
Okay.
Back at UVA. The only class I've ever had a teacher openly hate me
in front
of the rest of the students. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. I was actually a pretty nice kid. This wasn't when I was a sassy little bastard.
Right.
When I was younger. But I'll never get over this. Apparently, there was a final prep session that I skipped.
Oh.
Because I had masturbating to catch up on.
I gotcha.
And the teacher was taking roll and saw that I wasn't there and just conveyed openly to the rest of the class, says this aloud. He's like, man, I really hope John fails this test. Speaking of the final. I'm like, who the hell says that?
No.
I wish I remembered the guy's name so I could, like, mother F him on the show now that I have any sort of social media presence, but I don't. He was, I think he married an Asian broad.
Okay.
And had a little half-Asian kid, and he spoke German like a movie villain, even though he was one of ours. But, Mario Götze gets the one goal right before stoppage time.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I really, really hate about competitive soccer.
But we didn't want it to go to a shootout, because then
one likes that.
No.
Why don't you decide the game by rock, paper, scissors? Or just have everyone coin flip.
Yeah.
It'd be like, heads, tails, dang! And that goes on five times. I mean, I guess it's dramatic, but, like, you know what would be equally dramatic is, like, the two captains coming out and then reenacting Walken's last scene from The Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
That would be great. Like, just a guy with an eye patch, like, hang, dang! And then you just put the gun to your head with the bandana and then, you know, the brain starts spurting. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen that 59-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Now the ending has been given away to you.
I gotcha. I haven't seen it for a long time.
I was, not that I, again, I wasn't rooting for either team.
I wasn't rooting for no one. I mean, I just,
I wasn't rooting for no one.
I wasn't rooting America. For anybody. No place, no how.
So again, seeing the goal, I was happy it didn't come down to PKs.
Yeah.
And then the best part about this Mario Götze character getting out there.
Yeah.
I learned that if you Google Mario Götze, that's his name, excited, just those three words.
Yeah.
Like, you'll find a picture of him with his girlfriend, I guess, from 2012. He's a soccer player, so there's no way that's still his girlfriend. I mean, she's a 10. Like, her body is stupid.
Yeah.
And that's toilet paper to him.
Okay.
That was his 3 o'clock slop. He was like, that's just some bitch I picked up on the beach. You want it? I'll toss it over. And there's a picture of him in, I'll look it up for you.
Okay.
In swim trunk. Well, it looks actually more like underwear. Mm-hmm. And he has just the most obvious baguette hard on.
That's nice.
In this underwear. It's amazing. And I'm all man. But it's just so funny to see this guy. And he's just smiling with this big old dick just hanging.
Are you sure it's not photoshopped?
No. It is quite a real photo. Mm. So let me punch that up for you for 1 second.
Okay.
And also, you tell me if this is a big dong or not. Because
well, maybe he's a little person.
Well, no, it's I think as big as it can look, it's like you have to give extra credit because he's in these shorts. They're almost like a chastity belt. You know what I mean? Like these little, you would call them water panties if you really wanted to get descriptive about them. Okay, okay, here's the photo.
Okay.
This is the main one of him in these little black.
Holy smokes. Oh my gosh. Why did they do that? I mean, we know why they did it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's like $1 million shot of your paparazzo over there.
I mean, that's... Oh, my
God. He's packing, though, right?
I mean, that's tenting. You know what I mean? It's tenting forward. It's not just a boner.
That's like a tent city, though. That's like when the Cubans like Scarface came over, they could have all lived under that tent. Here's another of him smiling, and they're both just having a gay old time on the beach. And again, he's just got his dong prodding out of his pants.
He could lose a leg, and it would be just fine. You know what I mean?
He would have gone down an inch or two. And I don't want to sound like that's the biggest damn thing I've ever seen, but you got to respect a dude for just...
Because it's very tenting forward. It's not just a boner that's just laying to the side.
It looks
like
girthy.
Semi, yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like just E.T.'s finger poking out of there either. And I can't help but look at this and want to figure out what exactly is Mario Götze packing dong-wise. I find it fascinating. Like, you look at a soccer player and you're like, I guess they're going to be packing... Because they're fit and they run around a ton. And I know the whole thing in the NBA is like it's a bunch of black dudes with like dongs down to their knees. But I'm like, how much is being black and how much is just being in like the cardiovascular shape of a goddamn Kentucky thoroughbred? Yeah. And I'm guessing from Mr. Gilagasa that running around a lot and having like 4% body fat. Look, he's rotting in these shorts, too. Is this guy ever not aroused? Are his nieces and nephews allowed to sit on his lap?
I mean, it's just, holy smokes, that's too funny.
I mean, if I had a schlong like that, I'd want to be just aroused nonstop, too.
Oh, goodness.
I would skip the middleman, though. I wouldn't have the pants.
Just provide
just put,
shade.
Put like a Santa hat on it.
Shade for everybody at the beach or the pool. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then Rihanna, apparently, I don't know why, but was huge with the German team and was, like, cheering for them online, and she was down there. I guess she's from, I forget, one of those crappy nations. Like, you know you could have bought Rihanna for, like, $18 and a soda when she was 5.
Yeah, like Honduras or something.
I don't know.
Hey,
she's not Barbados.
Maybe.
Barbadian.
I don't know
what that makes you from when you're from Barbados. Are you a Barbadian? Barbadian? I don't know. Barbadosian?
Okay.
Yeah, I could keep going. Thank you for killing that, though.
You're welcome.
Thank you for mercy killing that little 5 second digression. She was tweeting, I suppose, during the game about being all for Germany and that crap. And then, like, later in the night, she starts tweeting these photos of her actually partying with the
them.
German team
Getting
and holding
smoochies,
the cup and all that. I love that. I love when like a really hot black chick goes with and is down with the vanilla. I do. I can't help it.
You're a fan of the swirl.
Not even so much the swirl. There's just something about like a black chick where with a black dude, it's like they're like any other dude. Really, yeah. You know they'd bang anything that's attractive that they can.
Okay.
Well, the same way with a white guy. It's like, oh, I wonder if he'd really like to screw this hyper-hot Asian girl.
Yeah.
Or this really pretty Latin chick. It's like, yeah, no, he would. And especially black dudes. I think black dudes are just down with whatever.
Well, because they're soul brothers. That's what you call
them. Yeah, exactly. They're spreading the soul across all the colors of the rainbow. But I think there's a thing with black chicks where there's a perception to some degree that they're like, they kind of just stick with black dudes. So I always like it when a black chick's like, yeah, whatever. Toss me some sweet vanilla dong.
Gross.
Makes me happy. Why is that gross?
You're gross. When it comes out of your mouth, it's disgusting.
You didn't like my black chick impression that sounded just like me. That was it.
Oh, no, I did not.
Do I have to black it up for you?
And then they had Katy Perry on there, and she was like, guess I'm going to Germany. Like, what does that even mean? You're going to go there? You want to party with them? You're happy for them? Is she German?
Did she say that? Was that her witty banter? I'm going to Germany?
That's what it said. I guess she posted on Twitter. I mean, this is coming secondhand from a news show, so who knows? Maybe.
I wish the monsters won Space Jam so we could have shot her ass to the moon. Katy Perry is such a dullard. I swear to Christ, anyone who thinks otherwise about Katy Perry, that she is not just a really cunning, but stupid person. Yeah. And you're like, how does that work? How is one both cunning and retarded?
Yeah. And how does that work?
It works because in the heat of the moment, she is the worst improviser, I think, ever. Like, she's like a toy poodle.
Yeah.
Or like any other animal you train for the circus. They're really focused.
Yeah.
And if you give her an, are you goddamn kidding me? Who the woman? We're recording, so don't be loud, please. Like, if you give it enough time, it can learn anything.
Right.
But if I just say, hey, poodle, here's a stick.
Yeah.
I want you to do a backflip off of the stick and then balance a plate on your nose.
Right.
The poodle's just going to look at you like, where's treat?
Yeah.
I want treat.
That's right.
But it will do anything with time. That's how I feel about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
When it's like, hey, Katy Perry, be funny on the spot. I've seen you do those wacky YouTube videos of yours. Be funny on the spot. And you pass it to her and she's just like,
cricket.
I saw Germany win. And that's the extent of her wittiness.
Remember when I had whipped cream on my chi-chis?
Yeah, exactly. And we all want to make allowances for her because who wouldn't want to just... Ugh.
Right. Put whipped cream on her chi-chis.
Oh, the things I'd do to her. And by things, I mean I would climb on top of her and ejaculate in 45 seconds and leave her thoroughly unsatisfied.
That sounds...
I would do that thing well.
Making your own whipped cream. Nasty.
I didn't realize she said that. Was that during the post game? I completely missed
it. I guess after they won, they were doing celebrity tweets, and they showed Rihanna.
Oh, that wasn't her live?
Huh? Oh, it was just she... from her Twitter account.
Wait, I was willing to slightly excuse it because I thought Dummy was just sitting in the stands.
No.
Like, hey, Katy Perry, talk about this for 5 seconds. You can do that, you vapid whore, right? And she just went, nope. I cannot. You gambled incorrectly, sir.
She's a female Grover.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
She sounds like a Muppet. Oh, my.
That was her tweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm going to Germany.
Something to that effect. Guess I'm moving to Germany. Guess I'm going to Germany.
What?
Or I'm on my way to Germany.
What? To riot? I mean, that's the only thing I can think. Like, if the Pistons win the championship and it's like, guess I'm going to Detroit, that's because you want to legally shoot a man and then steal a TV.
Yeah. Okay.
Because after the Pistons win... Detroit
Maybe she just
is
wants
just
to
Mad
build
Max.
Some really cool cars. Some good ones.
Hey, what a dunce-a-roo. Guess I'm going to Germany.
I mean, you can Google it. I mean, it's something to that effect. Or the
listeners. What, just to party it up?
I don't know.
Because she's all about partying. Nothing controversial out of this gal.
And they showed a couple, I guess Rihanna had put some tweets out with her in the photos, and two of the soccer players, one on each cheek, were giving her a smoocheroni.
I hope they tripoded her later in the night. I hope they took the trophy and saw how far they could get it in her.
Oh, that sounds
But playfully.
Good. You're right.
Not in a salty way.
Right.
Like, she's fully on board.
With
like,
good
come
sportsmanship.
On, guys. Yeah. I hope there's an untweeted photo of that. Just like that little, you know how the top of the trophy looked like Picard putting his hand on his bald skull?
Yeah.
I just hope there's that peering out of her. Like, she's fully dilated.
And someone
and
wearing it as
out.
A hat.
Yeah. And exactly 5 seconds later, the entire German team licking the trophy.
Gross. I don't feel good.
I hope that she turned their after party into the 1979 New Year's party from Boogie Nights.
Ugh, I don't feel good. This is not good.
Minus Little Bill shooting everyone. Minus William H. Macy shooting Nina Hartley and then himself.
Ooh.
Right before the ball drops.
Yeah.
That would have been too far.
I gotcha.
Not the only sports news we're going to talk today.
Okay.
I know you're completely drenched.
Because I love sports.
You both love them and are completely prepared for sports talk. So this is win-win, and we are playing to all your strengths.
Okay.
All right. This is starting at the 29-minute mark. Oh, yeah. You heard me. I'm writing down when segments start so we can turn these into little YouTube videos.
I gotcha.
The other huge sports news.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Yeah. What's up with that? You can school me on this.
Okay. Wow. He's going back.
No, I see him everywhere. He's on every news show. And because my patient is her sister, especially, they're just huge sports fans. And so the World Cup and doing all the sports, but she follows golf and just all the sports. But LeBron is just everywhere. And I know there's a controversy because he's going back. But what made it so, like, what's the controversy? Like, why is it such a brouhaha that he's going back?
Thank you for buying us so many minutes of just setting this segment up.
Okay.
Well, the huge news from Christ, this came out, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
I learned it while looking at Twitter in my car while driving to a job.
Yeah.
Because I'm safe.
I got you.
He is opting out of his contract with the Heat and returning to Cleveland, to the Cavaliers, to the Factory of Sadness. That is what we call Cleveland.
Okay.
To hopefully bring them a championship.
Because he's a good player.
He's the best currently.
Oh, okay.
There's no one. That's it.
So what's the stink about? Like, even if he left and he was like peed on somebody's Wheaties or whatever, like, don't they want to win games? Isn't that what the sport is about? Winning?
Well.
So why wouldn't you just sacrifice that or whatever bad blood there was or whatever and just be like, high five, we got the best back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I can field all of your questions.
Oh, good.
So I believe LeBron comes out of high school. He's drafted number one overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's out of Akron, Ohio, which I think is like about as far as we are in Chantilly from D.C.
Which is
itself.
Not far.
Yeah, 45 minutes with a little traffic.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's kicking ass. They can never build a great team around him.
Yeah.
He is carrying this on his shoulders. And the coaching sucks. He's got Mike Brown, who's bounced around the league. Like, he looked like a great coach when he had LeBron.
Yeah.
I would look like an okay coach with LeBron.
Yeah.
I would be like, all right, guys, come to the sideline. You're going to get the ball to LeBron.
Right.
And if someone wants to take it from him, just stop that from happening. All right. On three, team.
But isn't that what they do with Jordan?
No. Jordan, as unstoppable as Jordan was.
I mean, hasn't he been MVP wasn't he like 100 years or something? Like,
well, Jordan had his 6 finals like victories. So he's got the 6 rings. But Jordan.
Oh, was that all? You said it very. Like, please, don't put him on
the pedestal. Well, I think because every nerd boy can jack it like to the year and a half where he was out of the league. That was like in the middle of his 2 3-peats.
Wasn't he like so juggling, like, saving homeless and playing baseball or something?
Like, yeah, he was like, I don't know, I'm kind of burned out on basketball. And then his old man was killed. And then he's like, I'm just going to be a White Sox. I'm going to be like one of the White Sox in their crappy farm league for like a year and a half. And, you know, he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
So he's just got this strike zone that's like the size of a baby manatee.
Right.
And it just looked bizarre seeing a man that tall and lanky swing a bat. But Jordan, very clearly, I think his first few years without a team built around him in Chicago, he didn't get it done. And then you saw eventually a team was built with him. Phil Jackson is coaching, and I think Pippen was always with him, or Pippen was like year two or some crap.
They're close.
They got in different guys and built a team around Jordan that finally became this monster.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted that to happen in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Back in 2010, when I think maybe the was that his rookie contract that ran out? Yeah, it might have been his rookie contract that ran out in 2010. And is he going to return? And then maybe they'll get their act together and build around LeBron, and he can finally give Cleveland, which hasn't had a... I don't know when Cleveland last had a professional sports championship of any sort. Like, the Browns won the whole thing with Jim Brown, but before it was called the Super Bowl. And so, like, no one cares. It's so funny. They invent the Super Bowl.
When you say Jim Brown, automatically.
Like, yeah.
I don't think even any of our listeners know who he is.
Who, Jim Brown?
Yeah, come on.
Anyone into sports knows Jim Brown.
I mean, you know of him, but you don't really know him.
Well, I don't know him. I don't know LeBron either. Like,
But people know who's currently out there. Yeah.
Well, Jim Brown used to be the most unstoppable running back ever. That guy took like eight 5'10" white dudes who would smoke during the half.
Yeah, because we looked that
in
up
in the locker
one day.
Room
yeah.
to take him down.
Yeah.
There's some great footage of that.
Yeah.
Look up people trying to bring down Jim Brown.
Okay.
But the Indians, Christ knows when they last won the World Series.
Mm.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's not good.
It might have been when there was a Negro League. I'm not sure. It might go that deep. And everyone was like, oh, this kid's going to bring the championship to Cleveland. How great would that be? And instead, he's like, screw it. He very famously, he airs a special called The Decision on ESPN.
What?
Yeah, it was like he made a primetime special
what?
In a boys and girls club in, okay. I think, Akron, Ohio.
But what was it supposed to be?
Well, it was, he's going to announce his decision. Am I returning to Cleveland? Am I going to one of these other teams?
Right.
And all the money, I think he thought it would be all good because all the money raised by it was going to the boys and girls clubs. And in this special at the end, he's like, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, which means I'm going to play for the Miami Heat. And everyone was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You made this big a special to break the heart of the Cleveland Cavaliers, of this city, this toilet city, which has nothing outside
of you. But I understand, too, like, they, because of that, there was, like, jersey burning.
Everyone was posting a YouTube video of them toasting their LeBron jersey, if they're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I forget what blowhard sports writer did a book called The Whore of Akron. I just remember him being interviewed by Ron Bennington on Ron and Fez, and they just kept saying the title of the book, The Whore of Akron. I'm like, oh, God damn, really?
Yeah. We're
not a little over the top here, but people went nuts. And he went to Florida, to Miami, and they had like four NBA finals appearances in 4 years of him there.
Yeah.
I would, and two championship wins. I'd call that a success by any stretch. And I guess this was the first year he could opt out of his Miami contract.
Okay. Because he's a free agent or whatever. That's what it is. Or what? I mean, I don't really understand sports.
Okay, if you sign a contract, I'm guessing the terms of his contract were like, okay, it's 4 years guaranteed. We have the fifth year in the contract for X amount.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's no contract.
Yeah.
So it's like 4 years set, fifth year option.
Yeah.
So he could have just demanded a new contract this year with Miami. He could have said, give me the 1 year, or maybe it was even a 2 year option. Give me the other two on the contract. I'll pick those up.
Yeah.
And then the third was like, hey, I'm out. You know, I'm opting out like I can. And he went with that option because Dwayne Wade, who was the big cheese in Miami, has like dinosaur fossil knees.
Yeah.
He is 32. He is shot.
Yeah.
He's like porn star 32.
I got you.
He might as well be 50.
Right.
Like, that dude, and he was the big allure coming down there. And I think that's what a lot of people criticize. They're like, LeBron James could have been the king, and instead he's coming down to what is unquestionably Dwayne Wade's team. That was the perception four years ago. And instead, I mean, in that time span, Dwayne Wade is just, that's where I wish we had a morning zoo slide whistle. He has gone to S.
Yeah.
He is done.
Yeah.
And I think LeBron was like, there's no more big three. Like, me and Chris Bosh, we could kind of play, but Dwayne Wade shot to hell.
Yeah.
I think he didn't play, like, half the season. Yeah. Like, that's the beauty of basketball. You can rest a guy for virtually half the season.
Yeah.
And be like, we're just saving him for the postseason.
Yeah.
And he was shot by the time of the finals. Yikes. Like, that was enough to rejuvenate him for like 9 postseason games. And by the time the Spurs roll around, his knees are gone again. So I don't blame him for being like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I just think it was funny that he actually had that much in the way of ties to Cleveland to begin with. Because it wasn't just the fans burning the jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, Dan Gilbert, the owner, was like, he wrote a letter. It was very ad hominem, I think is the term I'm looking for. Like, he really went after LeBron. Like, he wasn't like, hey, this is business.
Yeah.
He wants to go and win. I guess we didn't build around him. He's like, F LeBron. That guy quit in the playoffs, and we all know it.
But that's the owner. Like,
that's the owner. That's huge, though. Like, an owner getting that pissy about it? I guess, like, he's this alpha male, you know.
But that's not him now.
Everything comes my way. That was him then. Yeah. In 2010, he writes this open letter to the city of Cleveland. And instead of taking...
Is he still the owner?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what made this interesting.
Yeah.
And instead of taking the high road, he was like, LeBron, you know, failed us in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to build a winner here so that we can get a ring before LeBron ever does.
Oh.
The team has sucked without him.
Yeah.
LeBron comes back. I guess they made nice.
Yeah.
He was able to be like, hey, I guess we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
For me personally, to be a fly on the wall during that meeting.
Yeah.
I would have pulled it out of my pants. And I would have been like, you don't have to blow me, but just kiss the nice round tip. Just a kiss.
I'm sure LeBron left there floating. Like, are my feet even touching the ground, you know?
Oh, like Fred Flintstone about to bowl? Doing a little twinkle toes sound?
I'm just saying. But they showed a clip on the morning news. It's talking about just general morning news. And they show these clips now from either another coach or another owner or a former coach or something, some kind of big wiggy guy. And they were saying, well, what is your take on this? And why do you think?
Ooh,
and
a big wiggy.
I'm just saying, I don't follow sports, so I don't know who he is. But I'm sure that interview will just be looped and looped and looped so everybody can see it. But anyhow, he said, I think there's going to be forgiveness, but he's not going to forget the owner.
The owner? He was the prong in all of this. LeBron.
I'm just saying the owner, it's either he's talking to, I thought maybe he was talking about the coach, but maybe he was talking about the owner. Like, you know what? We're going to put this, I'm sure he wants to make this water under the bridge and they're going to win some games.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
obviously
blah.
the owner does.
But he said, he'll probably forgive him for what he's done, but he's not going to forget.
The owner should bathe his feet like the Pope does the hobos on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Dan Gilbert should whatever LeBron's kids want to do.
It's about winning. So why not just
if they want a pony every day of the week for the rest of their lives? That's what Dan Gilbert owns LeBron.
That's right.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. I owe it to the listener to not assault them with the butchering of the English language. It's funny to me that. That dude was such a dick about it because LeBron did one thing wrong.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you're leaving Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he completely thought that like it was cool to make a spectacle of it as long as the money went to a worthy cause.
Yeah.
And
but
he just misjudged it.
Don't know like the inside of it. Maybe there's some underlying layers and he really did want to stick it to them. Like they.
Possibly.
In his mind, he felt like they earned it.
But.
You know.
Everyone else in Cleveland was going to feel the FU of that.
Yeah.
I likened it to this.
But wasn't he young? So maybe he just...
He was like 25, I guess, at the time, because he's 29 now.
Yeah.
If you're going to break up with a girl...
Yeah.
You do not
just
say...
Spread it all out.
Yeah, and she thinks you might actually propose. She's thinking it's going one direction, and you're going to take it the other one.
Yeah.
You don't say, look, I have a very special thing
to
tell you.
We're going to go to a ball game.
Yeah, exactly. I rented
on the Jumbotron.
Exactly. I rented the Jumbotron. I have him playing your favorite song. And she's like, oh, my God, it's going to happen. And instead.
We have the children's choir.
You get down on one knee. And you take her by the hand.
And you're like.
And she's like, fanning herself.
And then you reach for Samantha's hand.
Yeah. And you go, I don't think this is working out. And I'm jumping to this. Yeah. If you're going to dump her, just do it. Just do it.
Especially if you dump her for a train wreck. It's just
Oscar. Well, no, you're dumping her. In this situation, you're dumping her for the sexier girl.
Yeah.
So don't rub her nose in it.
Yeah.
And that was really, I think, what annoyed people. Even me. I didn't have a dog in the race. Had he just said early on in free agency that summer, look, I'm leaving you guys. I don't know who I'm going with, but don't get your hopes up. I'm gone. People would have been crushed, but they would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Instead, for like months, he's like, I don't know. I might be coming back. You can't tell. And then near the end of free agency, he's just like, ah, I'm gone. Wait, you're Cleveland. You're the fat girl.
Yeah.
You get taken to Fridays because you give head on the first date. That's all anyone loves
you
for.
Well, it's like you find that engagement ring in your boyfriend's coat pocket. And then he's like, I got a big surprise for you on Saturday.
But Dan Gilbert coming out like that was really immature. That's just some type A prick who's like, wah, I didn't get what I wanted. Wah. So they apparently talked it out. And he's like, look. He put out a press release this time, which is what everyone just wanted the first time. He's like, there's no specials. There's no press conferences.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I realize like my heart is in that area and I want to build something special.
I saw him. He's like, you know what? My family's there. My heart's there. Whatever.
Yeah. And Dan Gilbert, again, should rim the man. And I'm not saying that figuratively, metaphorically. He should rim him.
Yeah.
His franchise went from, I want to say, being worth, guys, between like $300 and $500 million. Let's say $500 million.
Yeah.
LeBron signs is already estimated over a bill.
Wow.
He made him $500 million. LeBron will get paid for, I think he has a 2-year contract at max years. So it's like 45-ish for 2 years. And that's because there's going to be a new collective bargaining agreement. And at that point, he can then sign a max contract for even more money than he could have now. And yeah, it's fascinating, man. It was a cool week in sports. I'm sorry. I know Papa's Basement typically isn't like a wall-to-wall sports talk, but it was big stuff, man. LeBron re-signing would have been the story, and then you've got the World Cup with the guy with his dong out. I don't know.
Oh, my.
Now the Heat's in a shambles, except it's Miami, so they don't care.
Like,
it's not like Cleveland where that's all you had.
Yeah.
You leave that arena, and you're just like, wow, this is where I still live. It isn't like 1950 where this city matters.
Yeah.
This is a turlet. You leave Miami and you're just like, oh, that was crushing. I'm now going to stare at Cuban women.
Yeah.
With asses that you could calibrate instruments to.
Everyone's beautiful. So.
Everyone is beautiful in Miami. If you haven't been to Miami.
Yeah.
Everyone is gorgeous. The first time I went there as a kid, I just let my family go to the beaches and I was just stare at my window and jack off because they're like chicks in bikinis just walking around. It was like seeing Baywatch come to life. I didn't realize beautiful people existed in the real world because I live in D.C. and it's just, you know, politics is what showbiz for ugly people. It's just fat, ugly, disgruntled people. We're not just ugly on the outside.
A lot of men with age spots.
Yeah, we're ugly on the inside. Like, we have ugly souls.
Yeah.
Not just ugly bodies, but ugly effing souls, man. Yeah. And I got to Miami. It's just like these happy girls in rollerblades and bikinis. I'm like, I'm going to get a rape charge if I'm not very,
very careful.
What happened
to rollerblades? I mean, we're talking about what happens to soccer and swimming. What happens to rollerblades?
That was a fad. That was so different. You might as well have asked me what happened to Pogs.
But what did they replace it with?
They're back in Hawaii where they belong.
what did they replace it with?
Your feet. The good old traditional one out.
Running, I guess.
Yeah, or a car. People found that was pretty fast.
But it's not.
Plus it has AC.
You can't take your car on the boardwalk.
I don't know, man.
I guess those Vibram, whatever, is the
I would
toe
think
shoes
now old school roller skates, and maybe this is going like way too far back, but I would think old school roller skates, especially like laced up to the knee, would just conjure up way too many like roller girl images. Like that has to be the sexy winner.
Yeah.
Can you imagine smashing a chick in those knee high things?
That's just another Boogie Nights reference.
Well, yeah, I know. I haven't even seen it in a while. I don't get why it's on the brain.
I don't know.
But I would think that would be the winner ever since Roller Girl. It's just like, oh, that's the... God, when Heather...
Graham.
What was her? Heather Graham pulls out her jugs.
Oh, my.
In Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it didn't do anything for me.
That is... That's like the first shot of John Wayne ever. Yeah. It's in Stagecoach, and it's one of the most famous shots in movie history. They zip close to him, and it's so fast, he's like out of focus for a second, and then he comes into focus. He's bigger than life.
Yeah.
And that is his first appearance on film. Like, it couldn't have been more fitting.
Yeah.
That's Heather Graham's tits in Boogie Nights.
Okay.
Like, you see them.
So they should have a Twitter page. Maybe they do.
They need to be, like, in the cement in front of that. Was it, who's Chinese theater?
Man's Chinese theater.
Yeah. That's what they need. Like, everyone puts their hands and feet or whatever. It should just be those two perfect pink areolas.
Gross.
What's gross?
I don't need to see
I didn't
that.
Say translucent. You don't just see her mammary glands and
I don't
fat.
Like this. I don't like this where this is going either.
No, it was just like one of the best pairs.
Yeah. Okay, I believe you.
Howard Stern was always a huge believer that she must have had a stinky one or B, been dumb as rocks because she
Everyone
was like...
Everyone says she's stupid.
She was eternally dumped. Like she dated every guy. She dated Heath Ledger. I'm trying to remember who else was like... Huge
there was a whole
during
pile,
2001 to 3.
Somebody
yeah.
said she was a box of rocks, but I think education.
Who cares? Who cares? Like, as long as she's nice with that body, I could care less.
Yeah. Okay.
I would just toss on Netflix. I guess they didn't have it back then, so guys really couldn't, like, just ignore all the bad. Like, as soon as you came, you'd just be like. We have to talk now, don't we?
Oh my.
You couldn't just turn over and play with your smartphone. If Heather Graham existed along with the iPhone,
yeah,
she would be happily married to Heath Ledger, who would still be alive, because he wouldn't have needed the Percocets.
He
could just tweet all day.
Okay.
But, oh, she was good looking that. Same with Julianne Moore.
Well, she didn't do anything for me. I think she might have bad teeth. I'm not sure.
Well, she's like, again...
Like they're gray, like gray smoker's teeth or whatever.
She's whiter than this piece of paper.
Okay.
So I think any tooth, short of like a polished elephant's ivory tusk in her mouth, is going to look dark by comparison. It's the same way my grandma, and she wasn't racist, she was just old. She always contended that black people had the brightest teeth. But I think it's a contrast thing, right?
I don't like where this is going.
Why? It's not going to end in a Jimmy the Greek thing where I talk about like extra bones and ankles and why you should always bet on black or something like that. This is what my grandma said. If she were still alive, I think she'd be like 90 or some
goodness,
crap.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain further because the context surrounding that statement,
yes.
that was probably more racist.
I gotcha.
A lot of comments on dancing skills and... choreography and,
oh God,
and now
man.
The cat jumped into the
vase.
Yeah, the vase. I guess it was a big vase and it's going to fall and kill the vase and kill the cat.
Oh,
so
well.
Let's end the show.
Okay.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. This is Papa's Basement. Relax. We'll get to it in a second, little dummy. InPapasBasement.com is the show's site that has all of our information. We put up two shows a week. If you liked it, go there. You'll find all that could keep you happy and entertained while at work. At Papa's Basement, if you want to tweet or Instagram me. Allison, give out your information for a second.
It's Allison, A-L-L-I-S-0-N, Frank, for Twitter and for Instagram.
Okay. And if you do iTunes or Stitcher to get your podcasts, you can find us at inpapasbasement.com/iTunes.
Yeah.
That one gets you to iTunes, by the way. And then inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher.
Yeah.
Do you know which one that will get you the subscription link to? Hold that thought. All right. Till the next one. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.